This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and I'm playing with food. I love bagels. They are much more than just a bread roll with a hole in the middle. It's got a particular texture on the inside and a different texture on the outside. It's fantastic with butter, and it's superb with cream cheese, unlike any other bread stuff. But try as I have, they are impossible to make at home. Bagels are popping up on the Central Coast, mostly in the craft bread bakeries. But there's one guy in San Luis Obispo making bagels the old-fashioned way and doing something extra special with them.
My name is Gizmo Hayes, and I bake bagels and bagel dogs and more.
Where does your name come from?
Well, I used to work in IT, and I was given that name, and it stuck. And so I've just been Gizmo for half my life, since fixing computers and phones as a kid.
We associate bagels with New York, specifically. Mm-hmm. Do you have New York in your background?
No, I grew up in Durham, North Carolina, but I grew up going to Tempty Bagel Shop, no longer exists, in Durham, North Carolina, which is where the bagel dog arguably started. For some reason, bagels were up in New York, but bagel dogs were down in North Carolina. Gizzy's Glizzy's all started because of the bagel dog, and then I expanded into bagels, breakfast, and other things.
So you grew up with the bagel dog?
Yeah, that was it. I have fond memories just walking around downtown eating a bagel dog, and then when I moved to California, never saw it, no one ever had it. People may have heard about it. Then I took matters into my own hands and just started baking them myself.
What makes it different or special from a regular hot dog?
It's got bagel dough. It's a hot dog wrapped in bagel dough, boiled and baked just like a bagel would be. And then you dip it in cream cheese, ketchup, mustard, whatever your desire is. It's a totally different experience than just having a toasted bun or just a standard hot dog bun. I just wanted to make bagel dogs, honestly, and then it evolved into bagels. But I agree with you. There was like one or two spots. And then like other bakeries maybe had like bagels pop up, you know, specials or something they would make here and there, but nothing consistent. Again, I just started doing bagel dogs, but as I started doing this full time, I'm not sure what's going on. This bagel vibe's going crazy in America right now, not just in San Luis Obispo. There's a whole resurgence of bagels just hitting the scene wherever you are. My sister lives in DC and works in food. Same deal, bagels just popping up. It's almost like they became like so manufactured that we just got comfortable with it. And then people were like, oh, let's go back to our roots and like roll some dough. Starting to see just more bagels pop up. It's not just like the sourdough movement of COVID. It's like people really want bagels again. I had nothing to do with that. I'm just riding the wave, I feel like.
What makes a bagel a bagel?
Love is first, but also just the process. Depending on what region you're from, there's different ways to approach it, but typically it's as little ingredients as you can get. Very simple. The secret that I use for mine is barley malt syrup. Some folks will say as your sweetener or use honey or sugar. I use barley malt, which is an old school thing. You use it in the water and it caramelizes the bread a little bit. Getting that crust on the outside of the bagel as opposed to just baking a loaf of bread, boiling and baking. That's what sets it apart. Now you can take a loaf of bread and boil it and bake it and you'll get a similar effect. A bagel for me is simple ingredients as possible, boiled and baked to perfection and eaten fresh. That's the key to it.
What's this boiling business and what does it do?
It's how you get the outer shell. So it's a barley malt syrup, baking soda, and your water. That's how you get that crust to form on the outside of the bagel that you're used to hearing when you bite into it. It's how you get the crunch as well.
Okay, can you show me how you make a bagel?
Yeah.
What do we got here?
This is dough.
How long has that dough been dough?
Usually you do 48 hours before I get into it. It's not sourdough. But this is risen for some time. It's got yeast in it. What I try to do is get right around 185 grams.
So you just have a wadge of dough, 185 grams.
Now, typically there's a bit more resting period. Typically what I'll do is I'll cut these up, let these rest for about 20 minutes. I'll roll them into a little ball.
You're just rolling it into a log.
Yeah, just roll it out like any loaf of bread pretty much. But then this is the trick is as you go around your hand, you twist just a little bit. And that's how it gets that split nature. But yeah, you roll it out and then you twist it around your hand. And then you just kind of give it a smush and a roll. And that's that.
You mentioned the crunch on the outside, but what about the chew on the inside? Are all of these theories about letting it rest and all that kind of stuff, Is it about trying to get the chew on the inside?
It's more about letting it grow a bit more, letting the yeast do its thing. So like, you see how it's a bit wrinkly here? Planetary almost. I don't As it rests, that will even out. So it's more about getting, yes, the inside, it gets more fluffier as it rests more. And then the boiling is when you get the crunch. So if I were to just take this right now without resting, it would be very dense. But the resting allows it to rise, get fluffier, grow into the large bagel that I want it to be. And then, yeah, we get the crunch from the boil. Some folks will let it rest for 3 days or more, just like that, in the bagel shape, so that it gets a blistering effect.
Okay, so we've got these shaped bagels, and you're going to let them sit?
Barley malt. It's a sweetener, but it also helps with the caramelization. So this goes in the bagel dough, but also in the water, tablespoon or two.
Okay, and it's about a five-gallon bucket, and it's about half full right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's boiling water.
Very boiling.
The barley syrup and the baking soda that kind of do the crunch work.
Some folks will put egg wash on their bagels as well. I try not to because I want them to be vegan friendly. Put a little bit of grapeseed oil on the pan that I'm using so that they don't stick. But yeah, I would just take this, drop it in, and you just kind of wait for it to float to the top. You don't want to be in here longer than a minute. Some folks will say 30 seconds. Some folks will say 40 seconds. I say let it float. You see it starting to kind of show up.
There it is. Yeah. I lost it.
There it is. And then I'll just make sure I give it a flip. You can feel that it's already got like a structure to it.
Yeah.
As opposed to over here where it's like dough.
Yeah.
And now it's got like a shell starting to form to it. It's got like a flexed muscle almost.
Yeah, it's a very different texture.
Everything seasoning, black sesame, white sesame, garlic, salt, onion. So when it's time to season, yeah, you just give it a tap, and that's an everything bagel right there. Sesame seeds, I'll do pretty much the same thing, but with just sesame seeds in a bowl or a pan. These will go in the oven for about 40 minutes. Yeah, some folks like to blast them at like 500 degrees. 400 degrees. I go about 375 and I just keep an eye on it. It's also, my oven is very temperamental, so that's the process. Mine is making dough, but I wasn't going to make you watch that.
I'm Father Ian, and I'm at Gizzy's Glizzy's, learning about the bagel dog and learning how to make bagels. You will have heard at the beginning of our conversation that Gizmo's initial passion was the bagel dog. I get that it's a hot dog inside of a bagel, but I needed a bit more than that. Let's talk bagel dog.
I'll just show you what I've got.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Those are done bagel dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
As you can see, it's just twisted and rolled. Bagel dogs, I just do plain and everything.
If you said bagel dog to me, I would understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But before you came to San Luis Obispo, it wouldn't have never come to mind.
Mm-hmm. And that's not uncommon.
That's not uncommon.
I'm used to that conversation. So you feeling foreign even asking the question, I deal with that all the time. They go, okay, what's a bagel dog? As they read my menu.
Yeah.
So I've got to tell them what's up and convince them that they want it at the same time. I mean, it's a hot dog. We live in America. Costco used to sell these. So there's fond memories of people scattered across America that didn't have a bakery but still got bagel dogs. But they haven't done that in years. There is a scattered population of folks who have experienced a bagel dog. It started in bars. I was baking in the kitchen and then taking it to bars and breweries that didn't have kitchens. Yeah, here in town. I was just slanging glizzies to drunk folks, and that's when the hype started. Or at least it's where I got my roots grounded here in town. But I've been a chef in Slo at many restaurants, but this I took head on a little over a year ago.
And people are responding well.
Absolutely. I have regulars. I've got pre-orders. I've got events, private catering. I try to use all beef, 100% beef dogs. I used to go to the butcher down in AG. The bagel dogs, I've got two sizes. I'm showing you what a small one looks like.
Okay.
But about 130 grams of dough.
So you're rolling it out into a log or into a rope, just like you were the bagel.
Yep. It's the same situation, just a different last moment. Roll it like this for a bagel, right? As it sits there, this all grows and expands.
Okay.
So it's stretchy, but as it rests, it does change its form. So then, same deal. I'll just drop it in the water, let it do its thing.
And it'll also rise to the top even though there's a hot dog in there? Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess those hot dogs float, don't they, when you boil them?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've done it for a long time.
You're asking me to really think hard.
Oh, there it comes. Here it comes. Here it comes.
So they'll start doing its thing. It'll rise to the top. Okay, same deal. 30, 40 seconds of boiling. Not too long.
There it is.
And there she is. Hold on. And that's the bagel dog.
Voila.
That's a bagel dog. So this will just go right in the oven at your knees. And we can check on our other friends.
Beautiful. They're starting to rise.
Gizmo knows his stuff. The bagel dog was indeed invented in Durham, North Carolina in 1980 at Tempty Bagel. And in 1987, it was reported that the bagel dogs were available in 85% of New York supermarkets. But we Westerners are just now experiencing the bagel dog. But what about the bagel?
Do you know the history of bagels at all?
The actual, like, original OG lore? I've heard a lot of different things. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert. With the whole boiling water thing, there's different reasons that I've seen. It kind of just sounds like it was experimentation by folks in the house, like almost like by accident that this started happening. I don't know who would boil bread back in the day. Yes, I will not pretend to claim any sort of footnote or anything like that. What do you know?
What I've read is that they're Eastern European Jews.
Yeah. Then people ask me, they're like, so are you Jewish because you make bagels? And I'm like, no, I'm not. So I get that.
So there is some history, or at least we think...
We associate bagels with Jewish people, I feel like. But for some reason, like I was telling you earlier, it's like devolved from that. And now everyone's making bagels, which is all good. But now there's this type, this type, this type. And I just think fresh bread is the bastion of the first world. You know, like as long as you got fresh bread in your hand, you're winning.
Of the entire world, really.
Yes.
Everybody does.
Yes.
I'm Father Ian, and I'm at Gizzy's Glizzy's, learning about the bagel dog and learning how to make bagels. Does it really have Eastern European Jewish roots? Yes. Maria Belinska, in The Bagel, The Surprising History of a Modest Bread, writes that bagels began life as a bread of value and an object of respect. Their origins are from 13th century Jewish bakers in what is now Poland who, under anti-Semitic local laws, were somehow allowed to bake for Christians. A popular bread was a boiled ring-shaped bread known as obwarzynek. During the Christian season of Lent, when fatty and meaty foods were avoided, Christians sought out this bread. Jewish bakers made a smaller version for everyday Jewish consumption, and this single serving ring of bread became known as the bagel, B-A-J-G-I-E-L in Polish, and bagel, B-E-Y-G-A-L in Yiddish. Eventually, Christians began buying bagels instead of obwarzynek, and it gained popularity as Eastern Europe urbanized and modernized. So, how does a West Coast bagel taste?
Let's taste bagels.
Okay.
Okay.
You want a plain, everything, sesame, or jalapeno pepper jam?
Oh, I think we want to be purist about this.
Plain.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Being from North Carolina, how much do you know about what should or should not be on a bagel?
I think that's up to the user. I'm a big fan of just cream cheese. But I know people that want the strawberry cream cheese with a blueberry bagel. That's a little too sweet for me. What about you? What's your go-to?
My go-to is cream cheese. I'm a more savory guy, so the blueberry bagel, the cinnamon raisin bagel, I don't do that. So I usually go for three types of bagels in a bagel store where there's like every choice. And that's either an everything bagel, a jalapeno bagel, or a pumpernickel rye bagel.
Whoa.
So that's my purist side going for toppings. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a big smoked salmon person.
I feel you.
But a fully dressed bagel is something that I enjoy with all of the different flavors and everything. Mm-hmm. And so occasionally I will, you know, do the tomatoes, the capers, the dill, and all the cracked pepper and all that kind of stuff. And I enjoy that occasionally.
One little trick I've learned, as well as when you're warming up your bagel at home, don't cut it.
I always cut it and put it in the toaster.
Don't cut it. It allows it to stay more moist in the middle. So this is something I baked earlier, but you can see that when I cut this. So now you would toast it.
So, hang on, like, wait a second.
So I warm it up first, cut it, and if you want that toasted feel, now I would toast it. It's gonna be moister in the middle. And then you still get crunchy. I find, and this is personal, But I find that when I cut a bagel, throw it in the toaster like this, that it becomes very dense and just crunchy overall, like more crouton-y. Whereas this allows it to get back to its original state as it came out of the oven the first time.
Okay.
That's how I interpret it. So I will toast that just a few more moments for us.
Okay. Okay, so you put it back in to give it a little toast, yeah, and now we're going to decorate it with what?
What do you want? You just want some cream cheese?
Sure, cream cheese is fine. Yeah.
Voila. Dig in.
All right. Yeah.
Slap it in half, cut it in half, do whatever you like.
What's better, the bottom or the top?
That's another personal preference. I go between the two okay. on my days.
Do you eat bagels as a sandwich?
I eat bagels as everything. Okay. I eat bagel chips. I will just toast them and, you know, rip and dip them. But I am not impartial to top or bottom. I don't discriminate.
Okay. Here we go. I'm going to go with the bottom. Very tasty. It's nice, warm, and it does have that little crunch. So we've got a bottom here. That's got the crunch. And then really nice texture on the inside. Yeah, it's fluffy, but it's got some body as well. It's not like eating just bread. And it's not sourdough, right? You know, because how the sourdough has its own structure, right?
Gizmo is co-located with Bing's Bao, an episode you can find on the KCBX website. Mike from Bing's Bao is from Jersey, where they do bagels, and he says...
He's been here every week since 2026 started, and maybe every other week at the tail end of 2025. Okay. So he's coming into almost 6 months.
When did you first do a collab with him?
Fusion collab? We've been talking back and forth since day one. I would say the real collab came in maybe 2 years ago, where he started using kimchi and his ingredients that's on menu every day kind of deal.
If I remember correctly, you are from New York, right?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Close enough.
Close enough.
Does New Jersey do bagels?
New Jersey does bagels the best.
Okay. What do you think of his bagels compared to New Jersey bagels?
They're good. Everyone says there's something about the water. As you know, California has pretty hard water. So we've even talked about exploring ideas of getting some kind of reverse osmosis water or making some difference in the water quality, because our California water is pretty heavily processed. So you could say there's a difference there. I would say the one difference that I notice, most bagels here are just like a soft, sloppy mess. Whereas New Jersey has the crunchy outer shell, and he's been working hard at that crunchy outer shell while still keeping the soft dough inside without it being gummy or glutinous. And since the first time I tried it to now, he's made leaps and bounds. It's not even changing the process, it's just learning where the checkpoint is with the dough. Because the dough, if it's humid today, or if it's cold tomorrow, the dough's always different. So just getting the experience of making thousands and thousands of bagels, that's what made the difference for him over the years. But yeah, I think he might have the best bagel in town.
And now it's time for me to try the bagel dog.
So I dip it in cream cheese, ketchup, mustard, also acceptable, but I also have kimchi cream cheese. I've got a hot cream cheese, which is more Cajun than spicy.
I think that...
You want to just start with maybe a bite and see what...
Start with maybe a bite. Can we cut off a bite?
Yeah.
And then I'll try it with the kimchi because Mike's here.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lot of things going on here for me because, as I mentioned before, I don't eat hot dogs. But this is Hebrew National, which I'll eat. This is really good. There's the everything. There's the hot dog, which takes me back to doing youth group in my 20s. There's the bagel. I wasn't expecting any of this. And it's great. It's great. So now we have kimchi cream cheese. Kimchi and a bagel, kimchi and a hot dog, all three. Okay, here we go. Very nice. It's not overpowering at all. If I am honest, when I went to your website and saw that you do bagel dogs, I was completely dismissive of the bagel dog. I'm just like focusing on the bagel. Don't care about the bagel dog. But now I can see how and why you started with the bagel dog.
Thank you. I was chasing this the whole time, even if it was just for myself, feeling like an insane chef.
So I need to go to North Carolina.
I guess, yeah. That bagel shop's not existing anymore. Bagel dogs are harder and harder to find. When I did my research, the only place I could find was somewhere in LA, which may not exist now after all these years, and bakery in Salinas that sold bagel dogs. I know because I was there and I was blown away that they sold them, but I looked everywhere once I moved to the Central Coast. and I've been here for almost 10 years, and throughout the course of me trying to find a good bagel and B, bagel dog, really that's what I was looking for the whole time, couldn't find it, so I took matters into my own hands.
Wow, what an experience. Great bagel, definitely, but a new experience with the bagel dog. And that's all because a North Carolina transplant was in search of a piece of his childhood and his culture. Sometimes you just have to take matters into your own hands, and that is a fundamental element of playing with food. This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and I'm playing with food.